Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder and CEO of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rulebook and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more. Whether you're pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. Create and Cultivate 100 is back. Each year, we honor 100 trailblazing women who are making moves and redefining the future of the workplace and the world across 10 different categories, including fashion, entertainment, small business, and so much more. These powerhouse entrepreneurs and trailblazers have shown innovation, resilience, and passion in their respective industries and beyond. Acting as fearless pioneers, driven to find new roads with their bold ambition, inspiring us all to do the same. In this very special episode of Work Party, we went behind the scenes at our annual CNC 100 photo shoot to learn more about this year's honorees, from the qualities that have made them who they are today, to their New Year's resolutions, to their go-to career advice. Keep listening for valuable insights and inspirational tidbits to help you make 2021 your best year yet. The full list of 100 women and their full stories can be found at createcultivate.com.
Hey, I'm Allison Stoner. I'm the founder of Body Language and a multidisciplinary artist. My New Year's resolution is to live and embody my worth at all times. And whenever I feel like I've stepped out of it, to remember I am always whole, even if I feel broken in that moment, and to trust that I am fully competent, fully capable, and can be at ease and confident in any situation.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Taylor Parks, and I'm honored to be a part of the music category for Create and Cultivate Top 100 list presented by Chevrolet. So three qualities that got me to where I am, I would say one would be the curiosity. Curiosity because it's allowed me to be a student of pretty much anything that I'm interested in. Another one, creative. I think that there's a million ways to do the same thing that anybody else has done before you, and the same thing that allows for growth, you know, in whatever realm that you're in. And then the third one would say crafty. I don't come from a family of entertainers, so I was really able to figure out how to make it work no matter what.
Hi, I'm Bregan Jane. I'm an interior designer, and I'm being honored in the Find New Roads category. My New Year's resolution is to make intentional relationships with powerful women in partnership positions that can last a lifetime. I am manifesting opportunity by exercising the uncomfortable parts of being a leader. So I'm ready when it comes.
Hey, it's Shantae Lundy of Black Girl Sunscreen, and I'm being honored in the Find New Roads category. I would love to see people of color being recognized in the sun care industry as skin is skin, our skin burns, we are susceptible to melanoma, hyperpigmentation, premature aging, fine lines, and we want products that rub into our skin, leaving no white residue.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Lee, the founder of The Things We Do, and I'm being honored in the beauty category of the 2021 Create and Cultivate 100 list. The three qualities that got me where I am today are definitely grit, because you have to be resilient when starting a new business. Definitely, my therapist likes to say, displace positivity. When things go to shit, excuse my French, I have a positivity that breaks through things, and it tends to, you know, work out really well when you have your own business. The third thing I would say is definitely a sense of humor. You have to laugh at yourself. You've got to laugh at life. At the end of the day, what we're doing is a big part of our lives, but I think having perspective and really taking a step back and looking at the universe in its entirety, you've got to have a sense of humor of things, because it goes like that.
Hey, I'm Stella, and I'm the co-founder at Amarillo and Hathi Chai Jewelry, and I'm being honored in the small business category. The change that I would like to see in my industry specifically is that I want to see more female representation from high up to all the way on the bottom, because the jewelry industry is actually a very age-old industry that's been, like most industries, ran by men. So that would be probably my biggest area of focus.
Hi, I'm Jess Rona, and I'm the owner and founder of Jess Rona Grooming. And today I'm being honored in the Find New Roads category. The best career advice I usually give is just to be authentic and just do you.
Hello, my name is Rianne Silva. I'm CEO and founder of Beauty Blender.
Hi, my name is Erica Dickerson, and I am the Global Beauty Director at Beauty Blender.
We're being honored in the entrepreneur category. Nobody expects you to know everything, so it's okay to say, you know what, I don't know what that spreadsheet means, but I know people that do know, and then be open and listen to the people that know the things you don't know.
Hi, my name is Bethany Moda, and I'm a content creator and the founder of Adam and Matter, and I am being honored in the entrepreneur category. I believe I'm making a difference and pushing my industry forward by kind of taking what I've seen and what has inspired me and recreating it or redeveloping it and turning it into something that has my own personal touch on it. That's something that I've done a lot, you know, in the social media space. It's about, you know, putting my personal touch on everything, and what a lot of content creators do is making everything special to them. And then the audience will find whoever they resonate with to really grow with online and to find a safe place for them. So for me, I would say it's just being innovative in my own unique ways so that I can offer something special to people to hopefully inspire them to do the same.
Let's take a quick break to chat about one of today's sponsors, Skillshare. If we've learned one thing from 2020, it's that time is what we make of it. Work Party listeners, we know how eager you are to learn, and we have the perfect resource to help you expand your skill set in 2021. Meet Skillshare, an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. No matter your area of expertise or seniority level, the platform has something for everyone. As a CEO, leadership is a topic that I'm always interested in expanding my knowledge on. Skillshare is brimming with classes on leadership, including one of my personal faves on modern leadership led by Claire Liu. She discusses the importance of healthy feedback loops and the impact that giving honest feedback has on being an effective leader. And leadership is just one topic that Skillshare has to offer. Choose from classes in graphic design, photography, creative writing, web development, and so much more. To all of our listeners who are working to grow their business or fuel their side hustle, Skillshare is the resource for you. Beyond the educational appeal, Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. It's time to bring color, beauty, and fun to your year. Add vivid details and craft complex wonders. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/party and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/party. And now let's get back to our own party, Work Party.
Hi, friends. I'm Mita Case from the Flower Shop, and I'm so excited because I'm being honored today in the food and beverage category for the 2021 Create and Cultivate 100 list. I switched gears by figuring out how people are celebrating from home and smaller environments, but with big, big things to celebrate.
Hi, guys. I'm Allison McNamara, founder of Mara, and I'm being nominated in the small business category. The best career advice I always give is to listen to other people, but listen to yourself the most.
Hi, my name is Shari Cuthbert, founder and creative director of By Shari. I'm being honored in the fashion category for the 2021 Create and Cultivate 100 list presented by Chevrolet. The change I'd like to see in my industry is camaraderie. I think as women, and especially women running these businesses, we need to work together to continue to push forward.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I am a motivational influencer. I am being honored in the health and wellness category. The three words that I would say that have gotten me to where I am today are determination, consistency, and diligence.
Hi, my name is Julissa Prado. I'm the founder and CEO of Rizos Curls Hair Care Line, and I'm being honored in the beauty category. My best career advice that I always give is to never forget to bring yourself wherever you go. It's so important to allow yourself to be authentically you, take up space, and just bet on yourself.
I'm finding new roads in 2021 by prioritizing growth, not just career-wise, but also personal growth, just really learning to be present and finding, you know, happiness and stillness.
I'm Ashley Lennon, co-founder of Museum of Peace and Quiet. I'm being honored by the fashion category. Three qualities that got me where I am today is being real, being authentic, and showing up as my true self.
Hey, I'm Lori Harder. I'm the founder and CEO of Light Pink, and I'm being honored in the Find New Roads category. The best career advice I always give is to stay true to yourself, but also get a mentor, get a coach, find somebody who's been there before, because they will probably shave off 3 to 5 years from your journey. So always go find someone who's done it before. The change I would like to see in my industry is definitely more women. It's a very male dominated industry, and also just more collaboration. I really think that we're all so different, and there's so much room in any marketplace that if we really combined or connected with each other, that we could support each other's brands in a much bigger way.
Hi, my name is Audrey Mika. I am being honored in the music category. The change I would love to see in this industry is just more women in music. And when I walk into a studio, I want to see a women engineer, a women producer. And I just think that it's so powerful seeing women in the business side and the music side. And that is what I aspire to be for other people, and I really look up to women in music that do the same.
Hi, my name is Morgan Kibbe. I'm a producer and a composer, and I'm being honored in the music category. The change I'd like to see in my industry is less chicken and egg with resume versus experience, especially when you're not 20 years old or whatever, fresh out of college. Obviously, you have to say yes to everything and kind of build your resume, et cetera, but in my experience as a composer, I think it's just incredibly frustrating sometimes when you can't build the resume without getting hired, and you can't get hired without the resume. So I'd like to see a shift in perspective and zeitgeist with that.
Hi, I'm Amanda Klutz, and I am the owner and creator of Amanda Klutz Fitness. I am being honored in the health and wellness category. I am making a difference and pushing my industry forward by really trying to include everybody and anybody in health and wellness.
Hey guys, I'm Allison Holker Boss, and I am one of the co-founders at CLI Studio, and I am so excited because I am being honored in the health and wellness category. Three qualities that got me to where I am today is definitely my confidence, my quirkiness. I'm so weird, but it works. I don't know how, but it just does. And then of course, I am so driven, and I know that I can make any dream that I have a reality.
Let's take a brief pause from today's interview to talk about pet care. For all the pet parents out there, myself included, working from home has been wonderful in the added time it gives us to spend with our four-legged family members. Instead of seeing my pups a few hours a day during the work week, we're virtually together all the time, and I love it. This extra time has allowed us as pet owners to better understand our pets' daily needs, health issues, and overall well-being. If during all this time at home you've noticed that your beloved pet is itchy or smells less than pleasant, then I highly recommend you check out Scout's Honor, which is my go-to brand for pet wellness. Their grooming products have done wonders for my dogs, especially Noah, who suffers from itchy skin. Scout's Honor provides itch relief, keeps unwanted odors at bay, and promotes clean, healthy coats. Scouts Honor's probiotic grooming products are a scientifically proven natural solution for treating your pet's skin problems. When applied to the skin, probiotics support healthy bacteria and fight against the bad bacteria that causes irritation. Choose from their selection of amazing fragrances. My personal fave is honeysuckle. And know that with every purchase, Scouts Honor provides 1 day's worth of meals for a rescue animal in need. Ugh, I just love that so much. With Scouts Honor, your pet will never look, feel, or smell better. Check out all of their award-winning products today, available online or wherever pet supplies are sold. As a pet parent and a dog mom, we owe it to our animals to use products that put their health and happiness first. To receive 20% off your first order, go to scoutshonor.com/workparty. Remember, that's Scouts with a K. At scoutshonor.com/workparty for 20% off your first order. Scouts Honor's natural and preventative grooming solutions for pets.
Hello there. I am Tabitha Brown, honey, and I am so excited because I am being honored in the food and beverage category. Three qualities that got me to where I am: being me, being consistent, and not caring about what other people think.
Hi, my name is Blair Romani, and I'm being honored in the content creator category. My New Year's resolution is just to continue with educating folks. We can't unlive 2020, and to try to do so is just a farce. So let's continue to figure out how we can do better. A lot of folks realize that anti-racism, intersectionality, privilege, and oppression were things to really educate themselves about and to care about back in June. Let's continue that energy. Let's see where we end up in June 2021 and beyond. We can make this world a better place. At least we can make it less terrible, especially if we're all working together.
Hi, my name is Mary Majai. I'm the CEO and founder of Dive In Well. I'm being honored in the health and wellness category. Best career advice I would give someone is to never, ever, ever give up on yourself.
Hi, I'm Jamie Kern Lima, author of Believe It and founder of It Cosmetics, and being honored in the entrepreneur category. Best career advice I always give is that your gut is stronger than anyone else's advice.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'm the founder and CEO of Oma Beauty. I'm being honored in the beauty category. I continue to push my industry forward by my continuous and relentless advocacy for inclusivity, celebration of identity, authenticity.
Hi, I'm Aluna, and I'm the CEO of my business. I'm being honored in the music category. I'm trying to educate people on the history of dance music that is Black. And I'm also trying to encourage young people to reclaim that history for themselves. Girls, Black girls, to do production. The whole works.
Hi, I am Nicole Linnell, CEO of Shop Nicole Linnell and NL The Label. I am being honored in the fashion category. In 2021, I am manifesting more abundance, more everything. I want to have more life, more happiness, all the amazing things. And really, I am manifesting us to get back to normal.
Hi, my name is Gloria Noto, and I am the founder of Noto Botanics. And I am being honored in the small business category. Something that I am manifesting for 2021 is a lot more storytelling, more laughter and joy, a little bit more lightness, and the ability to gather again with our community in the flesh.
Hi, my name is Brooke Williamson. I'm the chef owner of Playa Provisions, and I'm being honored in the Find New Roads category. The best career advice I think that I can give is to put yourself in situations that take you out of your comfort zone. I think the moments that I have excelled in my career were the moments where I wasn't sure that I could meet the task and then found myself rising to the occasion. Also, never show up late.
Hi, my name is Remy Wolf, and I'm being honored in the music category. In 2020, I switched gears towards a new version of success by focusing on myself and my mental health.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brown. I'm the Chief Impact Officer for Chopra Global, and I'm being honored in the health and wellness category. The three qualities that got me to where I am today are curiosity, adventure, and big love.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Sanders, and I'm being honored in the fashion category. The change I would like to see in my industry would have to be more inclusivity. I think we're getting there, but I think we definitely have a long way to go.
Hi, I'm Janae Claiborne, and I am the creator of Sweet Potato Soul. I'm being honored in the food category. Three qualities that got me to where I am today are my determination, creativity, and always wanting to have fun.
Hi, my name is Leslie Thornton, and I am the founder of Clutter.co, and I am being honored in the small business category. So 2020 was a difficult year, but what I did learn was how to pivot, and leaning into my online community was more important than ever.
Hey, everyone. I'm Antonia LaFaso, and I'm an executive chef and restaurant owner here in Los Angeles, California. I'm being honored in the category of food and beverage. Three qualities that got me here today, I would say passion, devotion, and discipline.
Hey, y'all. I'm Marseille Martin. I'm an actress, producer, and entrepreneur, and I am being honored in the entertainment category for the 2021 Create and Cultivate 100 list. The best career advice I always give is definitely just being yourself. That's like the obvious one. But I would say being yourself starts with being comfortable with yourself and making sure that you love yourself and being in the right lane for yourself when you're not doing it for anyone else and you're happy with your true form. Three qualities that got me where I am today. I would say dimples, because a lot of people like my dimples, humor, and my determination.
Let's take a second to talk about the importance of collagen. As we get older, our bodies naturally begin to produce less collagen, which is when the first signs of aging start to appear. I can attest to this personally. This is where Collagen Beauty Complex comes in, a supplement vital to supporting the health of your skin, hair, nails, and connective tissues. It's the first collagen of its kind to feature red-orange complex, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and biotin, a winning combo formulated to support a more youthful appearance. Reimagine your journey to better health and glowing skin with Collagen Beauty Complex and consider it the refreshing supplement your happy hour and beauty routine have been missing. And guess what? Incorporating collagen into your everyday routine doesn't have to be boring. Offered in a variety of flavors, my personal favorite is strawberry lemonade. Sports Research Collagen Beauty Complex can be added to your favorite mocktail, water, or smoothie. Drinking enough water is a struggle for me, so I prefer adding it to my water bottle to encourage me to increase my daily water intake. Not only do I enjoy the taste, but the powder is easy to mix, and I see the difference in my hair and skin health. You can rest assured that Collagen Beauty Complex is third-party certified, non-GMO verified, and uses the best ingredients out there. We have a special offer for our Work Party listeners. If you go to sportsresearch.com and use the code PARTY at checkout right now, you'll get 30% off site-wide. It's the perfect time to sample the entire Collagen Beauty Complex lineup. That's 30% off site-wide at sportsresearch.com/party with code PARTY at checkout. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Boo.
And we're the co-founders of Lady and Larder.
And we're so excited to be representing the food and beverage category.
2020. Well, I think we did what most of our industry did, which was like slam the brakes and then come up with a plan to survive. It's kind of how do we stay above water? And we basically did that by asking the question, what do people need from us right now? Yeah. And then we just provided what people needed, which in some cases was toilet paper. And in other cases, it was, you know, like standard bodega items that were hard to get in the beginning. And then we took all the leftover food that we had and fed people who were hungry.
Yeah, it was kind of, we lost all of this event business in 24 hours and refunded all of our our weddings and special events for 2020-21 and opened a bodega for the neighborhood, basically.
And it became a hub for farmers,
for farmers to sell produce and eggs and just kind of made it easier for kind of our neighborhood to get through the last few months, which has been awesome.
My resolution for 2021 is...
I know yours. It's drink more water.
Drink more water and get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, way more sleep.
Way more sleep. It's important.
Hey, everybody. I'm Carrie Champion, and I'm a sports anchor, probably most well-known from ESPN, but currently I host a show with Jemele Hill on Vice TV called Stick to Sports. I'm so honored to be honored in the entertainment category. My 2021 New Year's resolution, outside of making more money, is to make sure that I focus on self-care. I think this past year with the pandemic and the world really, truly being turned upside down globally, for that matter, I think that it's important that we really, truly value what matters most. With so many people unemployed or sick or feeling as if they don't have hope, I think the stress of it all can really consume one. So for me, self-care is really important and learning when to say no so that I can say yes to things that really matter.
Hi, my name is Olympia Osset, and I am being honored in the food and beverage category. Three qualities that helped me get to where I am today are curiosity, courage, and tenacity.
My name is Jamel Hill, and I'm the co-host of Vice TV's Won't Stick to Sports. I'm being honored in the entertainment category. The best career advice I always give is success is the best revenge. I think when we go through our career, we're very aware of the people who often stand in our way. And sometimes we give those people a little bit too much power and focus on how they're standing in their way or focusing on how other people perceive us. These are things you can't really change. For those people who do stand in your way, the thing that will bother them is if they see you succeed in spite of their attempts to often thwart you or derail you. So you don't have to do anything to try to purposely get back at somebody. Just you being a success is enough. And that's enough of a statement on its own.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, subscribe to Work Party on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.